Hey everybody, and welcome to the Hack My Homestead podcast. This is Sean Mills, and today is December 7th, 2023. It's Pearl Harbor Day. It doesn't mean a whole lot for me since that happened decades before I was born, almost a half century before I was born. But, you know, my generation, we had our 9/11. That was kind of like the same kind of idea of we think of our country as this safe place that we can't be touched at, and then, you know, someone steps up and shatters that perception. But I'm not here to talk about Pearl Harbor or 9/11 today. Today I wanted to just kind of give you guys a rundown of what's happening on the homestead, where we are on our multiple different projects that we have going on, and what the prognosis is here through the end of the year. So we are definitely behind where I thought we would be. And whenever I think I'm behind on where I think I should be, I always just stop and try to think about what I've actually gotten done. It's a good exercise when you think, oh man, I thought I'd have this project done, or I thought I'd have that project done, or I thought I'd be so much further along in this or that, to stop and say, well, hold on, let's think about what I actually did get done and judge myself on whether or not that was a reasonable amount of work to get done versus what coulda, woulda, shoulda. And even though, like I said, I'm not where I would have liked to have been on a couple of our projects, I'm really pleased with the amount of work that we've gotten done over the last, I guess we'll call it 3 months. Let's see. Let's do the math here. So I walked away from corporate America at the end of June and kind of took the 4th of July week or so off and didn't really do much of anything. And then most of our work for July and probably most of August was getting the house ready to list, getting most of our stuff moved up to Tennessee. To the off-grid homestead. And then we got the house listed. And of course, there was a bunch of repair work and other things like that that needed to be done before we could actually list it. But we got it listed right there at the end of August slash, you know, right around Labor Day. And we got under contract very quickly. Now, we didn't end up actually closing on the sale of the house until mid-November, which created a little bit of a problem because I kept having to go back down there. Well, either me or my wife or kids go back down and take care of the pool and take care of, you know, blowing the leaves and cutting the bushes back and mowing and all of that stuff. Of course, as the further we got into the year, the less of that needed to be done, or at least the less mowing needed to be done, the more leaf blowing needed to be done. And my wife and I did take a trip to Hawaii for our 20th wedding anniversary. Right there at the end of August. As a matter of fact, we got under contract for the house while we were in Hawaii. I remember that now. It was literally like September 2nd or 3rd, I think. And so, overall, you know, that period of time was really focused mostly on getting the Alabama house ready to sell and then keeping it market ready because, of course, you never know when a real estate contract is going to fall through. So we wanted to make sure that everything was staying nice and neat and clean and all of that throughout that whole process. And then we were also working on getting everything done for the Kickstarter. So we were getting the filming done. We were getting, it took us a while to get our last pump. The Dankoff Solar Slow Pump took about a month longer than we anticipated. And so we spent probably, I'd say, most of September really working on trying to get that wrapped up and finalized. And then I had several fall homesteading type events. I had the SRF Festival. I was going to go to the Back to the Land, or rather not Back to the Land. I was going to go to Prepper Fest or Prepper Camp. Yeah, Prepper Camp. But it just turned out to be too far with everything else going on. Timing just wasn't right to get that done. So ended up not going to Prepper Camp, but I went to the Back to Land Festival instead. And that was fun. I enjoyed my time there, learned some stuff. And of course, I went to Jack Spierko's Fall Workshop this year. So getting everything wrapped up with the Kickstarter and really starting to get our projects here in Tennessee kicked off. And you guys have heard about the completely unplanned bathroom renovation that we've been working on. And but yeah, so that took us pretty much through the first weekend in November. And then over the course of November, we've just slowly been working through getting stuff in places. So I went and bought some shelving and some stuff and built a buffet and some bookshelves in the living room. And I put a bunch of shelving up in our bedroom, a bunch of just unused wall space up towards the ceiling. I completely stripped out everything that was in my tool shed and built a podcast studio in the back of the tool shed, which is where I'm talking to you from right this second. That was a significant amount of work. And, and then we've been going through, we have so much kitchen stuff. I tell you guys, I will probably next spring, I'm going to start listing a lot of stuff that we have and just trying to unload it. Right now, I'm just trying to figure out what do I want up near the house and what I don't, and getting rid of what I don't, or not getting rid of, but at least putting what I don't into a secure area so that I can turn that into cash at a later date. Hopefully, I can turn it into cash. We'll see. But yeah, there's just a lot of going through things, and even all the stuff that we had here before we moved. None of it, I won't say none of it, but a lot of it wasn't really in a place. We hadn't lived here full time since 2018. And even in 2018, we were in the midst of doing some remodeling and rebuilding and doing some things like that. And so, of course, I was traveling a lot for work back then. One of the reasons why we ended up moving to East Tennessee from where we are now is the company I was working for wanted me to be close to one of, their operating locations. They didn't have anything close to Linden, Tennessee, but they had some stuff out in Oak Ridge. And so ended up getting into the kind of the county that's next to Knox County, where Knoxville is, and next to Oak Ridge, where Oak Ridge National Labs and all those facilities related to the old Manhattan Project are located. And so so it had been 5 years since we'd lived here full time, which meant as we would come back and, we'd bring stuff that we weren't really using down in Alabama or in East Tennessee back here, and it kind of just get shoved in a corner and forgotten about. And so, we're now, through November. Of course, I did end up taking I took one unplanned trip down to Florida in October, when my mom was really sick, and then one unplanned trip down in November after she passed away. And, those trips, they take a lot out of you. What was that? 7 hours, basically, one way driving, 7.5, I think. And then you're driving around down there trying to get stuff done and, take care of what needs to be taken care of. And then the drive back. It's like a 2 day trip, but you need a day when you get back just to recover almost. And even with that, we've really gotten a lot done, in terms of really just organizing a lot of stuff that had been, well, this is all kind of like stuff, so we'll throw it in a box and that box will get stuck into a closet somewhere. So, and then not thought about for 6 years. And then we take it, oh, there's that thing. Oh, now I've got 7 PVC cutters and I've got 5 hacksaws and on and on and on and on and on. So I was actually kind of surprised by how many corded drills I have. But hey, I don't think I'll ever have to buy another one in my entire life, because I'll just use one of these until it stops working and then I'll go to the next one, and so on and so forth. And I think if I get 5 years out of every cordless drill that I have now, then I'm set for the next half century. So, Hopefully by the time I'm 91, I'm not using cordless drills anymore. I'm, you know, using brain power. But we got those projects done. We did get a carport installed, AKA the solar ground mount. And I also got all of the mounting rails up onto the roof and got a new solar array installed there. So in order to make room for the carport to go in, I had to cut several trees down. And of course, you can't just chop them and drop them. They're right there in the way. So all those trees got bucked and cut up into logs that are wood-burning stove sized. And then we started getting those split. And so we've probably split, I don't know, maybe half a cord so far. Probably not quite half a cord, but something approaching half a cord of wood we've split so far, and stacked up probably a cord of wood, and then probably another three cords of slash. So pretty much everything about 5 inches and under, we've stacked up into two different massive brush piles, and I will eventually turn those into mulch. But so we got those trees down. That was probably a solid week worth of work just in doing that. And then we ended up having to burn through the big stump from the big tree that was there. Let's see. Like I said, got the solar up. I did run temporary power and temporary internet connectivity out here to the studio, which is allowing me to kind of record and upload stuff from out here now, which, you know, I worked a large percentage of my life from a dining room table, home office, or, you know, other assorted, not specialized place where I'm actually doing my work, right? So whether that's an actual outbuilding with an office built into it like I have now, or a separate office room in a house, or just setting up at the dining room table because everyone else was gone, or an office set up in my bedroom. I was always kind of working from home. And I have found that since I started working for myself, that it really helps to have a place to get away from all the stuff that needs to be done around the house, and to actually come out and have a dedicated space to do this kind of work in. So I'm really glad that I got this studio built, because, you know, it's just one of those things where there's so much stuff to be done around the house, in the house. You know, you got daily chores, obviously, and then there's all the different, you know, we're still not done with the bathroom remodel. We're still not done with the kitchen remodel. And so there's just a lot of stuff to be done. And, you know, you get up and you have some coffee and you look around and you say, well, you know, I could probably go through some of that stuff on that bookshelf today and see what needs to be taken out to the tool shed. And I do that. And then I decide to start working on the bathroom a little bit and realize that half the tools I just took out to the tool shed I need for the bathroom. So I go back and get those and I bring them back over to the house. And do a little bit of work. And then I realize, hey, it's, you know, 3:30. It's time to go pick up my older daughter from the bus stop and start getting stuff situated for dinner. And, you know, then my wife gets home and I want to spend some time with her. And the next thing you know, I haven't done a darn thing with Hack My Homestead over the course of a day. And so I think having a place that I can escape to and really just focus, even if that solid focus is just for 3 or 4 hours in the mornings when there's not a whole lot going on yet, I think that I'll be much more productive now. I already feel more productive just this week having cleaned out the studio enough to where I can actually come out here and utilize it. So yeah, getting that built. And then, you know, bathroom, I've got one plumbing project I'm going to get on here shortly to plumb in our new sink that we have. And then after that, it's all finishes. So everything, I say all finishes. There's still a little bit of work on the shower plumbing, but the shower plumbing is operational. We've got some ideas on a copper shower head, but I have not been able to find one. I found a bunch of them that are advertised as being for sale, and I've literally bought five of them so far, and every time I buy one, the order is canceled because they're out of stock. So I'm not sure why companies don't accurately report their stock and their inventory in their stores. But that's one where I'm actually looking at, okay, well, what would it take for me to just build my own copper shower head and not have to deal with all these stores that are just lying to me about what they can sell me. So anyways, so we aren't quite complete with the bathroom plumbing because of that situation, but we're mostly there. And then, like I said, it's bathroom finishes. So I've got some ideas for three of the four walls, what I want to do. And then I've got the wall behind the actual shower itself that I need to figure out what I want to do. And I do want to build kind of a roof over the shower so I can utilize the area above the shower for storage. And, you know, when you live off grid, it's nice to be able to go and get in a hot, steamy shower. And so having that ceiling a little bit closer down to the actual, you know, shower head will help that. And I eventually want to get a shower door as well. We're still using the shower curtain, but I want to get a glass door there to do the same thing. I want to almost have that thing where I can set up like a steam room. So those are the projects in the kitchen, the bathroom, the kitchen. We've got some company that's coming out not this coming weekend, but the following weekend. And so I'll probably wait until after they have gone back home before I really get into the kitchen. But I think I finally figured out exactly how I want all my counter space done. So everything at waist height, all the way, you know, 360 degrees around the bathroom, or rather the kitchen. Not sure why I keep switching those. But I'm pretty sure I know what I want to do there, so I can get started on that when it's not going to hurt anything to have the kitchen done. And also, if luck goes my way, tomorrow I'll be heading to Nashville to pick up some outdoor kitchen supplies, like stainless steel tables and stuff like that, because I think I want, you know, once I get that outdoor deer processing / outdoor kitchen area set up the way I want it, it'll make it much easier to pull out the, pull out a little bit of the bathroom the kitchen that I need to pull out in order to redo it the way I want it redone. But yeah, so I think I'll have that one done by the end of the year. Once the bathroom walls start to come together, I'll probably flip over and focus on the functionality, like countertop functionality in the kitchen, and get that done before I go back and get into like the tile work in the kitchen, because I've never done tile before. So I'm sure that's going to take some time and I want to do it right. So I don't want to have to be rushed. Let's see what else is going on in the house. So like I said, I built kind of a buffet and bookshelf area in the kitchen, or in the living room. And we don't really use our living room as a living room. It's really like a great room with a big dining room table in it and wood-burning stove. And eventually I'll get the piano set back up in there. But it's not really a living room with like couches where you sit around and watch TV like most people's living rooms are. And so when I say living room, I'm just kind of talking about the great room without a couch. But I need to get that new structure stained and or painted and or something of that, you know, to that effect. I do want to paint the post on the solar mount, but I think I'll probably wait until the spring to do that. I think that with curing times on paint and the fact that we're coming into winter, trying to paint something in the winter that's outside is probably not a great idea, because you'll end up getting a nice good cure on the front side that hits the sun, and the back side you won't. And so I think I'll just hold off on that until the spring. Also, it'd be nice to do it once we've got some rain and the dust has actually been kicked down a little bit, because that will, you know, if I do it once the dust has been kicked down, I don't have to worry about the dust getting into the black paint, which would be very visible. So I do have a few more panels I'm going to get up onto the roof. I'm not sure exactly how I'm going to do those yet, which is why they're not up there. But I'll probably put four more of the 460 watt panels up there. And then I'll see how many panels I can get in landscape mode of the smaller, older panels above the big array. And that'll be for ancillary stuff. Like I'm going to set up a small system here in the studio and, you know, I want to have the ability to pump water with solar eventually. And so all that'll run off of that other separate system. Speaking of separate systems, that's the other big project for the fall / winter. I guess we're fall for another 2.5 weeks. But I am going to be putting in a standalone solar system for the studio and my tool shed, which will also happen to power the lights in the underneath the solar ground mount, which also kind of looks like a carport. And I'm going to also change out our primary inverter in the house. So we had the EG4 6500 EXs, which are good inverters. They work just fine. They've done the job that we needed them to do. But Signature Solar has a new inverter called a 6000 XP, which is really, really great. Pretty much across the board, all of the specs are just exactly what we need. They're so good, in fact, that I think we'll be able to get away with one of those versus the two 6500s. So since we're getting two of the 6000s to replace the 6500s, what I will probably do is put one of those in the main house and put the other one out here in the studio. That being said, I could just save the second one as a backup in case the first one has a problem, and then I can utilize the Renogy inverter that I have that's running the main house right now and use that for the inverter out here. So I haven't exactly decided what I'm going to do with that yet, but one of those things is what I'm going to do. And I'm also going to build a competitor, I guess, to the EcoFlow Delta Plus bull crap that I tell you guys not to buy. I regularly get people asking me, it's like probably once a week, hey, you know, what do you think about these? What do you think about these? What do you think about these? I think that they're overpriced marketing hype. I'm not saying that they don't do what they're marketed to do, which is give you power in the event of a storm for a couple of hours, right? But so many of these off-the-grid people have kind of fallen in love with this thing, thinking that it's what they need to run their property, and it's not. It's just not meant for that. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to build a DIY Delta Plus with better specs than the actual Delta Plus has and show you how to do it. I'm going to video it and put it on YouTube. I'll probably end up selling the one that I'm going to build, but my target price point for building this is going to be about $1,500, and it's going to be comparable to the $2,900 system that you can get off of Amazon. And so we'll see how close. I thought I might be able to get it closer to $1,200, but I am going to actually use some upgraded wiring and some kind of cool flush mount plugs that mount to the outside of the box. And so for aesthetic purposes, that's going to drive my cost of things like outlets up a bit, but I will video all of that and get that out on the YouTube probably next week. I do have a lady I'm going to be going out to her place next week and helping her with a solar install. And I have one other customer out in East Tennessee that I'm waiting to get. I'm waiting for them to get their inverter and batteries, and when they get those, then I'll be heading out there to do that install as well. But I think I'm only going to need a day to do this build, and so I'm hoping I can get that done next week in between projects. So that's what's going on here. That's what the plans are right around the homestead over the next, call it, 2 months. And then, you know, early next year, I'm going to be getting some infrastructure in place for animals. You know, we are going to go through this winter with zero on homestead food production. And We haven't ever lived out here in Linden and not had on homestead food production. So I need to get some stuff set up for chickens and quail and maybe even rabbits for next year, as well as get started getting everything put together for the aquaponic system, because I normally kickstart outdoor lettuce in February. And so, you know, we'll see what the weather holds this year. But, you know, in February, I'd like to have an AP system up and running with fish in it, and start, you know, hopefully by the end of February or maybe mid-March, have infrastructure in place where we can start bringing in some chickens and some quail and, like I said, maybe some rabbits. So got to start focusing on the local food production. Oh, speaking of local food production, I do have a half a cow that I'm getting from a friend of mine. I actually met him as part of the Alabama Freedom Cell Network. But he actually lives here. Well, not here, but he lives about 2 hours away in Pulaski, Tennessee, and started raising cattle on his farm a couple of years ago. And so I'm going to get a half cow from him. So I'm excited. I'll get that probably week after next as well. And so I am, you know, I am building out some local food production in terms of relationships, but we're not producing anything on the homestead yet. So that's something I need to get remedied early next year, which gives me the winter to get that infrastructure in place. Because like they say, don't bring livestock onto your property until you got the infrastructure to handle them, because otherwise you're going to end up with a lot of dead animals, and I don't want that. Well, hey, everyone, thanks for joining me today. I really appreciate it. I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up for there today. If you've got questions, comments, or concerns, you can email me at Sean, S-H-A-W-N, at hackmyhomestead.com. I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next time.